Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I, along with many of us here, come from a religious system that requires church attendance and proper attire for godliness. We have done well to break away from that false spirituality, but you cannot run from something without running towards something else. Most of my generation, excluding those of you who are here, has bucked against the idea of legalism, but we have turned it into an excuse to make meeting with the church voluntary. The excuses are plentiful. The inconvenience of Sunday morning gatherings, coupled with the belief that going to church does not equal spirituality, has borne a group of young believers who have lost the importance of meeting together with the saints. When I first started coming to Grace 9 years ago, I was beginning to fall into this trap. We often use the metaphor of a pendulum when we describe moving from one end of a spectrum to the other. Pendulums swing naturally with no effort. A pendulum swing is governed by the laws of velocity, momentum, etc. I don't know. I'm not a physicist. But the pendulum itself is simply a victim to these laws, and without an opposing force, the pendulum will swing naturally from one side to the other. And this is where I was beginning to find myself. The pendulum was beginning to swing from being a good Christian by going to church to not having to go to church because church attendance doesn't equal godliness. I equated not required with not necessary, and that was almost a spiritually fatal mistake. God's word does not say every believer must attend at least 2 gatherings of the saints in a 7-day period to maintain sainthood, but the abundant life of which Jesus spoke can only be experienced through community, and a community does not thrive unintentionally. Grace Bible Church is an intentional community of grace, and this is what I was missing, intentionality. I swung from extreme legalism all the way to extreme freedom unintentionally. And of course, it wasn't just church services that were to be attended at my discretion and convenience. It was serving in the church, it was service projects in the community, it was fellowships, and it was care groups. But it was care groups that made me start ask myself this question, how hard am I trying? How intentional am I being while claiming to be a part of an intentional community of grace? And the simple, honest answer was that I wasn't putting in any effort at all. At first, I saw Care Group Sunday as the opportunity for an extended Sunday afternoon nap. But the question kept nagging me, how hard am I trying? Why do I think that meeting with believers in an attempt to create community and discipleship is optional? Not required does not mean not necessary. Grace Bible Church does not require us to join a care group in order to maintain membership, but it is necessary for our growth as a community. I've been fortunate enough to be a part of 2 different care groups that were very intentional about being a community of people that loved God, loved people, and encouraged discipleship. The care groups I've been privileged to be a part of were very intentional about following the model the early church practiced. We have been devoted to the teaching of Scripture, or sermon-based discussion, and we have been devoted to fellowship. We have prayed with and for each other, and we have broken bread. And these things didn't happen out of convenience or lack of effort. These things happened because the group decided it was important enough to put some effort into. And it has been through these communities that I've been challenged to try harder. And don't misunderstand me, I don't mean I tried harder to be a better Christian. I mean I tried harder to be a better family member. Any of us who have ever been a family member, I'm willing to bet that most of us have been, know that it requires effort. We want family, community, and meaningful relationship, but are we willing to try hard to acquire them? When Bobby first reached out to me and Hannah about leading a care group, I defaulted to the excuse, it's not a good time, it's just too much to juggle. Working full-time, working on a master's, a 1.5-year-old and a now almost 2-week-old, it's now just isn't a good time. To which Hannah responded, don't you think this should be a priority though? Right back to that nagging question, how hard am I trying? Do I want to be in part of an intentional community of grace that loves God? Yes. Then how intentional am I willing to be about it? So I just wanted to encourage all of you to consider the word intentional. We cannot afford to live life unintentionally. And we certainly do not have the right to assume the abundant life that Jesus offers without intention and effort. Care groups are one of the means by which this church grows in community, grace, love, and discipleship. I can honestly say that being involved in care groups has drastically changed my experience here at Grace Bible Church. When I first started coming to Grace, I was drawn to the sound preaching and verse-by-verse exposition of the Word, but a good sermon does not a community make. It was my care group experience that brought life to my Sunday morning experience. It was my care group that gave me the context in which to live out the truth of the Bible with one another. For me, it was my care group that made Grace Bible Church my family. We are so blessed here at Grace to be under sound biblical teaching, whether it be Rich, Dwight, Bobby, or Joshua, but we are equally as blessed to be a part of a family that emphasizes the value of relationship and community. Life is meant to be lived in Christ-centered relationship with one another, and we belong to a community that believes wholeheartedly in that truth. So, sign up to be in a care group. But don't just sign up, commit. Commit to attend, commit to invest, commit to love and disciple, commit to admonish the idle, to encourage the faint-hearted, to strengthen the weak. Commit to being a part of this family.